About 7 years ago, on May the 7th, 1946, Greens Mill, Indiana, there was an angel come in the room where I was at, a man walking. He didn't have wings, he was just a big man. He had a white garment down to his feet. And he said, I was born to pray for sick people. And I told him I was uneducated, illiterate, and I wasn't able to go. He said, I'd be praying for kings and monarchs and message around the world, a message that would bring the second coming of Christ. But noon. And I told him I couldn't do it, and he told me then, for me to put my hands on the people, they would be told what was wrong. He said, then if you'll be sincere, it'll come to pass that you'll even know the secrets of their heart. He said, by this they will believe. And I said, well, that's what I was praying about. I didn't understand it. And he referred to the scriptures about Jesus knowing Philip, what he did before he came and got in the prayer line. Jesus told him, said, you're a Christian or a believer. He said, how did you know I was a believer? A man who knows no guile. He said, before Philip called you, when he was under the tree, I saw you. He said, you're the Son of God. Do you believe he sent me to do that? You do. You do with all your heart. Then I'll be able to help you. Because help you what? Help you to believe Jesus. For he told me, if you'll get the people to believe you and then be sincere when you pray, nothing's going to stand before your prayer. You believe that with all your heart. Now look this way. There it is. Now, audience, here he is. You see the picture? When we meet at the day of judgment, that angel isn't standing 2 foot from where I'm standing right now. That's right. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take jurisdiction over every spirit in this room. And may Almighty God, who raised up His Son, sent back His Spirit into His prophet to represent Him, may He see to it that is manifested tonight. A woman seems to be going away from me. She's in a hospital or an office, doctor's office or a hospital room or something, and she's being examined, and they're pressing on her side. It's on her left side, and there's a middle-aged man, and it's a tumor. And it's in the left side of the woman. There's two doctors, and one says it's to be operated, and the other says it can't be operated. Is that the truth? Is that the description exactly? I just see something moving. You've been prayed for before in a meeting, evangelistic meeting. There's a man that was kind of dark-headed, thin. Why, it was me. I prayed for you. You had tumor in the brain, and you were healed. I see a light flash around you. You were healed with tumor in the brain. And you're not from this city. You're from Illinois. Is that right? And where you were prayed for was some kind of a palm trees or a great big a ocean, a lake around the side, or something other like that, palm trees around, where you were healed. Is that the truth? Come here. Jehovah, the great Jehovah Rapha, who appeared on the brass serpent and appeared on the cross, and now in this last days had appeared in man to take away sickness and sin. Almighty God, in the name of thy Son Jesus, I rebuke the devil that's bound this woman. May it come out of her, and may she go and be normally well. For the glory of God, I ask this in the name of his Son Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe you're going to be well? Look, I want you to walk close to me now. You've been trying to do that lately anyhow. You've had ups and downs all through your life. I know it's a black streak behind you. You've had up and down, tried and seek and tried and prayed and seek and tried. Now go on. You're going to be still now. And God's goodness and power. God bless you. How do you do? You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be his servant? You do? How quickly it's moving from us to this baby. Something of the baby's ruptured. Here's something about you, too. You need Jesus Christ as your Savior. The baby's father needs the same. Is that right? You both need to be Christians. Will you promise that you'll serve God if God lets your baby get well? With all your heart? You believe it? He'll make it well? Keep your hand laying on the baby. Bow your head everywhere. Lord Jesus, I bless this baby in the name of Jesus Christ, and may its little body be healed. May it get well, and may the loved ones become Christians this night, and may they serve you with all their heart. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you now. Go. The baby will be all right. Come, bring the lady. Now, don't be in no hurry. Just everyone, just be quiet, be reverent just a minute. Don't notice the clock. Let's just be quiet just a minute. All right, lady. I want to talk to you just a moment. Do you believe me to be this God's servant? I believe that comes from a true heart. All right, I may help you to receive Jesus then. All right, you're suffering with a nervous condition, and you're tormented by an evil spirit. Hangs around there, he's black, wavy looking, but he knows his time has come. Now, you're suffering also something. No, I see something open before me. Just a moment. I see a hospital or some sort of an operation. And they've removed a gallbladder. That must have been a long time ago. You look much younger. And it's still giving you trouble, though.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus. Are those things true?
Yeah.
This is true also. Look at me. It's gone from you. Go off the platform rejoicing and happy. That evil spirit left you while you're standing right there. God in Jesus Christ's name. Have faith. Just a moment, it's following her. God bless you, sister. That's the way to go rejoicing. Stands over a woman, gray headed, looking at me this now. It's got heart trouble and female trouble. Sitting right back there on the front line. You believe that Jesus Christ makes you well? That's just one by side. He's got colon trouble. God bless you. except your healing be made well. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, make you well if you only believe. Just a moment. My child. Just have faith. Sitting right back there, you want to deal with that rupture, sir? Second person setting in, you believe that God will make you well? Or if you do, stand up to your feet and accept your healing. God bless you, the man saying that. That's the way to do it. Be made well. There's something flesh of woman raised up or somewhere. Just a moment, do you mean to the Lord is in that corner? Can't you see that? Look here, friends, every one of you. Look, stand right over here on this side. Can't you see that milling yellow sheet there? I wait, it's moving out. I see something, it's a minister standing by a pulpit. He's got heart trouble, high blood pressure. Just a moment. There he is, he's got his hand up. God bless you, sir. Aren't you a minister of the gospel? Got high blood pressure and heart trouble? Jesus Christ is here to make you whole. You accept it? Just a moment. That little boy sitting next to you is some relation to you, isn't he? You believe me to be God's prophet, Reverend Sir? You believe me to be his prophet? That little boy has something wrong with his throat, doesn't he? Is that right? Lay your hand over on it. God, in Jesus' name, I bless the boy for his healing. God bless you. That lady sitting next to you is your wife. I see you're at the same house. Tell the little boy, don't weep. He's healed. Is he all right? That lady has something on her back of her head here. It's on her head and on her limbs. It's cancer. That's your wife. Lay your hands over on her. God, in Jesus' name, make her well. That goes over to a lady sitting next to her. She's got female trouble and heart trouble. Is that right, sister? But you're not connected with these other people. These people come from away from here. They're from Illinois, I believe. They come from away from here. Your heart trouble and female trouble. There's a lady sitting next to you. She's got kidney trouble. Is that right, lady? Lay your hands over on each other. All of you in that corner, put your hands on one another. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, while your great Spirit's moving in that corner, heal every one of them. Grant it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask it. God's glory be manifested. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart that God will bring it to pass. Remember, His presence is near and can bless. And how do you, sister? Listen, I want to speak to you just a moment. To believe with all your heart. I want you to look this way for me a minute. something wrong with you. You're not in connection with God. You're out of God's will. Exactly. Didn't you used to be a preacher or something? And you backslid. You went out to smoking cigarettes and everything else and turned your back on God. Is that right? But you come here tonight to get right with God. Well, He loves you. He'll forgive you of every sin and put you back into His work again. Do you believe that? You want to receive it? Raise your hand. Almighty God, cursed be that devil that's harmed the life of this woman. Come out of this woman now, demon. God, serve her. Leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of her. All right, ladies, go on your road. Your sins are forgiven you now. Go back and serve God with all your heart. God bless you. Okay, amen. Praise be to God. Why don't some of you out in there believe? Have faith in God. Way back in there, anywhere, challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ to look this way and believe and have faith, and God will make you well. Come, lady. How do you do? You believe with all your heart? You believe that God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem sinners from sin and to heal the sick from their sickness? Your trouble's in your head. It's catarrh. And it's shut off. You don't have no sense of smell. You believe He heals you? He has. God bless you. Go on. You can smell now, and you can also go and be well. The headaches and hangs will leave. Have faith in God. Amen. Don't move. There you go. The lady sitting way back there, hanging over, lay that purple hat on, sitting on the end of the row, just wiped her eyes. Yes. You have something wrong in your throat. Coughing or something, is bronchial trouble, bronchitis. Do you accept your healing? If you raise up your hand, raise your hand like that for God, if you accept your healing, God bless you, go home and get well. What about you, lady? Do you believe with all your heart? I believe you're a good, sincere person. I believe it with all my heart. And I know there's a deep ridge of sorrow behind you. You're yet a young woman, but there's been many things that's happened. You've been very, I see a trail of blackness and darkness. You're here tonight. You're bringing this baby. And this baby is a rupture. And you want the baby dedicated to God. Isn't that true? Say, I see something wrong. It's a man. And he's very sick, mentally ill. It's your husband. And I see an explosion or war or something going on. It's a shell shock, isn't it? Well, God bless you. Go get well, both of you. God is... Something just happened. I've seen something burst or blow. You believe him? With all your heart? That little lady sitting the third person back in that row there with sinus trouble. Just turned your head there, sister. You want to be healed of sinus? You believe God will make you well? All right. Stand up to your feet, accept your healing from sinus. God makes you well now. God bless you. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Bring the lady. Look this way, sister. You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes.
Go eat what you want till your stomach trouble left you. Come, come, lady. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is here. You want to get over kidney trouble, lady? You got kidney trouble going off the platform, he makes you well. Go believe him. Yes, sir. With all your heart. Just praise God. Come. Sitting way back there on the end of the row, you got something wrong with your leg, haven't you, sir? You believe that God will make you well? You do? All right. Stand up to your feet. Accept your healing. You're sitting there praying. God be with you. Bless you. Give you the exceedingly abundantly. Above all that could be done and thought. Still moving in that time. Have faith in God. I've seen Brother Bosworth appear right in here. He was praying for a little boy, for a young man. The boy's got one eye. And he's prayed for a little boy with one eye that's blind. Yes, there it is. The boy's got his hand up. That's the father sitting next to the boy. There's something wrong with either a child or a grandchild. It's a little girl or something. It's born crippled or something. The father's seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's got some troubles to give up some habits. If you'll do it, brother, God will give you the Holy Ghost and heal those children. Have faith in God. I kind of lost just a minute. You? I thought I was talking to Brother Bowser. You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes, sir.
You do with all your heart?
Yes, sir.
You don't believe me to be a mind reader, do you?
Yes, sir.
You believe me to be a servant of God? You're suffering with some sort of a high blood pressure?
Yes, sir.
And a kidney trouble?
Yes, sir.
And you're a preacher?
Yes, sir.
You're a Pentecostal preacher? and you've had a stroke or something. You preach for years and years. When you're a young man, I see you in a pulpit years ago, all excited preaching, and you've had a stroke and it's let you down. Come here, my brother. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will make you well. Thou demon who's bound, my brother, come out of him. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave this man. Go out of him now, evil one. I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of God, to depart from him. God bless you, brother. Return to your pulpit preaching. God bless you. Come, lady. You don't get all that back trouble? Accept your healing. Go off the platform shouting with all your heart and praising God. It's gone from you. All right. Come, lady. As you come, do you believe? With all your heart? Come here just a minute. Now the devil has got a hold of you. He's holding many in here. He's pulling from every side and all around. And you realize that you can only live a little bit if God doesn't help you. But from everywhere, every person here has got heart trouble, stand to your feet right now. That's what's the matter with this woman. Come on. Stand to your feet. God's going to make every one of you well at the same time. If he can make this woman well, he can make you well. Come here. Almighty God, who raised Jesus from the dead, these demons are trying to hold these people. They can't do it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I adjure you to come out of these people. They're standing, confessing their faith. Leave the whole group of them. May God in heaven curse these. If you hold them any longer, may each one be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go live, sister. Everyone who rests of you go do the same thing. Go live in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be made well. All right. Come, lady. Did you accept yours at the same time? All right, if you do, just keep on going. You heal the same way as the one off. Thought that is, sister. You thought it was heart trouble. It caused your heart to react, but it's just a nervous condition, nervous heart. It's all gone from you. Go off the platform, say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Be made well. Come, lady. You believe me to be his prophet? You believe that God will reveal to me what's wrong with you? Every demon in the building is screaming for help. Everybody's got cancer. Stand to your feet. Here's the time to be healed. The woman's got cancer in a bad state. Every person's got cancer. Stand to your feet and be healed at this time. Almighty God who made heavens and earth, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll rebuke these demons. May they come out of the people. You know, Satan, that when the angel of God who met there specified cancer, you can't hold them any longer. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, sister, and live in the name of Jesus Christ. Be well. Rest of you the same way. Go believing. Be made well. Come, lady. As you come, believe. You believe me to be his servant? Poor little fella. Streaks of blood is hanging between me and you. Got an anemia condition. Isn't that right? Everybody's anemia. Stand to your feet. Accept your healing right now. Satan, you can't. You're exposed. You can't stay here any longer. Why, faith moves everywhere. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave these people. They come to Calvary by faith for a blood transfusion. Come out! In the name of Jesus Christ, I pronounce them well. Amen. God bless you, little sister. Go rejoicing. Every one of you to rest away. Pain or healing. God makes you well. Do you believe with all your heart? How many of you accepted your healing? Say amen.
Now, slowly, I want to ask this again. I'm going to ask you all to be seated, to be quiet, be reverent. Now, if you want to thank the Lord for something that's been done or praising, that's up to you. I want to do that. But when the Spirit is moving, God, do you realize, look here, how many of these ever person is a spirit? I see your hand. Well, sure, you have to. You wouldn't, you'd be dead. Look, there's spirit around there, spirit here, spirit around here, everywhere, there's spirit. And here you are standing here talking to an individual, this person praying, that one praying, this and praying that. You see what I mean? Jesus one time in a congregation like that took a man by the hand and led him outside the city. Is that right? He went into another place where there was all crying and weeping going on. He said, give place, the girl's not dead, she's asleep. Well, they laughed at him, made fun of him, and he put them everyone out of the house and went in and raised the girl. Is that right? So that's psychology. It is. Look at Peter when Dorcas was raised. It was all weeping and crying to widows. He put them everyone out of the house, went over and prayed, and went and laid his hands on Dorcas, and she rose up. Is that right? Not psychology thing. It's the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, let's just be reverent a few moments and try to be in prayer. Would you give us a little card on the song, Only Believe If You Will, Sister Simon? I want everybody to be praying. Now, let me state this again tonight. I will not be responsible for anything that happens to critics or unbelievers from this time to the end of the service. How many heard me say that? And I heard it correctly. That's law. I have to say that. Because it'll go right from one to another. Man coming to Billy, you're perfectly normal and well, and go out with a cancer. Unbeliever. So you have to be reverent. So everyone understands. Now don't get up and move around. You just eat, and whatever, to you people in the prayer line. Now how many, here stands about 15, is everybody there? All right. That's about 15, I believe I called in the prayer line. Wouldn't have called but two or three. But now how many out there, anywhere in the audience, anywhere, that doesn't have prayer cards and says, God, I want you to heal me tonight. Raise up your hand. Say, I want God to heal me tonight. You don't have prayer cards, but you believe anyhow, God's going to heal you. All right. I ask you one thing. I ask you to believe that I've told you the truth, and believe first that this is the Word of God. And this is only a confirmation of His Word. Any preaching, any teaching that's done outside this Bible is not the truth. Paul said, if an angel from heaven would come preach any other thing to you, let him be under your curse. Is that right? Well, the visitation of angels, did Paul preach that? Sure he did. He said he had an angel to follow him. He stood by him and said, the angel of God he served, I am, stood by me last night. Then fear not, Paul. Is that right? So he saw visions and everything. He was a prophet of God. Now, while we're praying, I believe this is a lady. You come here if you're a lady. Now, the only reason that these people are brought here to the platform, just line up a few at a time, is this, that the Spirit of God can come and I've been speaking, you see, and then the anointing comes, and if it's another world, God has got a tape recording, as it was, a movie of every move that you've made in your entire life. You believe that? And He can reveal it just as He will. Now, this woman here is a total stranger, as far as I know. I don't know one person in this building outside of Brother Bosworth. I guess when my son is standing here and Brother sitting here, that's all I know. I don't know one of you. But God knows every one of you, doesn't He? Well, if this is the angel of the Lord, and I told the truth, then God will speak of the truth, and He'll testify that that is the truth. Now, any man can come to you and tell you anything you want to. That is what the man said. You have a right to doubt that. But when God speaks, He says the man told the truth, then you believe God. Is that right? Now, I want to talk to the woman just a little bit. Now, what do you think would happen if our Lord Jesus is standing here with this speech that He gave me, and had this on, and was standing here talking to this woman, what would He do? As far as healing her? No. If she's sick, I don't know if she's sick. But if she is sick, He couldn't heal her. He said, I did that when I died at Calvary. Do you believe it? But now, what did He do to the woman at the well? Let's just look at His ministry. He said, bring me a drink. Wonder why. He said, my customer, if you Jews ask us Samaritans, he said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. Now I'd bring you water, I'd give you water, you didn't come. What is He doing? He was trying to contact her spirit. She was a spiritual being, of course. And He was trying to contact her spirit. And as soon as He found her spirit, He went right straight to her trouble and told her what it was. Is that right? Now isn't He the same Jesus tonight? Now, I know He's here. The very picture that you've seen there, that supernatural being, is He's standing 2 feet from where I am right now. Now, that's true. You'll see it, judge me. I want to talk to the woman. Just a little word that you thought I wish to say to you. And it's just, I'm here to help you. And the only way I can help you is point you to Jesus Christ. you're aware that something's going on. It's this curtain. That angel picture that you see, that's exactly what you're aware that's near you now. You believe that God in this last days is restoring back this church again? Do you believe that? Isn't he wonderful to do it? And aren't we happy to be alive tonight to see it? Our eyes are beholding things that the prophet desires to see. Just before the second coming of our Lord. Your trouble, of course, I see it. It's on your mouth. That's not a burn or a blister. It's a cancer. The cancer is a eating cancer going into your lips. There's a hope for you, and that's in Jesus Christ. I've been there. I could see that. You see it's on your lips. I want you to believe me as God's prophet. Because the people out there, more you talk to anyone, more vision you'll see, of course. You'll see breaking into that dimension that they're in. And you'll see God revealed. But I don't try too much on one person, because look at them here and around. See? And every one vision will do more to you, weakness, than preaching for 5 hours straight. How many know that scripture? Here it is. Daniel saw one vision that troubled his head for many days. But then if you can see that on the woman's face there, there may be something else. You may have some other disease. If it is, God can reveal it as soon as he could that. But I want you to look at me and believe just for a few moments. Just as your brother. Yes, ma'am? You do have other things. You've got a high blood pressure. Isn't that right? And you also have some kind of a coughing. It's an asthmatic condition in your throat. Is that true? And there's something else. You've got someone that you're deeply interested in. And I believe it's a boy. It's a son. And I've seen him in a uniform. He was a soldier or something. And he's got mentally tore up. Isn't that right? The army. Something happened in the army. He's mentally... Is that true? Come here. Merciful God, to this poor little warm mother standing here. Oh, God, be merciful to her. Satan, the enemy, is trying to send her to a premature grave, if he could, broken-hearted. But thou, oh God, is full of love and compassion. And I pray with this fair faith. You said, so save the sick. Now lay my hands upon her, though they're unworthy, God, for such a task. But I pray that as your servant, as a branch in the vine, that the healing power of Almighty God will move into this woman's body and will heal her. And may her desires be granted her tonight. For in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I rebuke the enemy of tormenting her. Amen. God bless you, sister. You believe now? It's going to be just as you have believed. God bless you. Now you may say praise be to God if you wish to. Now, only our Lord Jesus can heal the sick. God knows all things and can reveal all things, can do all things. Don't you believe that? All right, lady, I want you to come. Have faith now. Believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here. Our weak things is my sister. You know me? You just heard of me. But I mean to know you, I don't know you. You know, you've only saw me in pictures. But I am happy that you had faith enough in God to come to believe for his healing. You believe that? And what you've read in the books and magazines and things and Reader's Digest and your Collier's, you believe that was the truth. What God has said in it. I believe that with all my heart. Friend, if you, which I believe you're telling the truth because you're a Christian, then I can be able to help you to receive Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? You first thing, you have a female disorder. Isn't that right? And then, say, I see something just happened to you. You had some kind of an attack. Just some woman told you that was a heart attack. And that woman herself suffered with heart trouble. It wasn't a heart attack. It wasn't. No, it's a nervous condition that you got. That's exactly. And you're going to get over it and be well. God bless you. You may go. Save you and make you whole.
God bless you.
All right, be serving in the Lord. All right. If you believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Only to believers. Now, look and live. Have faith in God. Now, that might not seem very much to you, but what if that was your sister? What if that was your mother, your wife, your daughter? Or what if it was you? It certainly means a lot to you, wouldn't it? Somebody's loved one. Somebody who loves her just like you love yours. Now you be reverent. Believe with all your heart. Do you believe, sister? Do you believe? Do you realize that you're standing in his presence? Not mine. I'm your brother. But his presence. Then if Jesus has risen from the dead, as we believe he has, then his life is reproduced, and as he promised, the things that I do, he said, you'll do also. Do you believe that to be the truth? You must believe. You realize what's wrong with you? In your stomach, cancer, drop down into the female organs. Is that right? The malignancies went down, flush to the female at home. Nothing in the world can do you any good outside of God. They couldn't take your whole inside out. It's run too far gone for that. But Jesus Christ will heal you right now. Do you believe it? You want to live, don't you? Just look to him and live. Do you believe that God gave me the authority to pray for you and to command that to leave you? Do you believe it would do it? Would you live for God and give God praise if God will spare your life on this country of sickness? Our Heavenly Father, in the name of thy beloved child, Jesus, I have come with sincerity of heart, knowing that Satan's exposed, his great trickling and powers, his lying wonders, his deceiving is exposed, and he hid from the doctor, but he can't hide from you, God. This woman come with sincerity. And I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that this demon called cancer leaves her body and goes out of her. And in the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed now and be well. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Now look, this is Sunday. You're going to feel good until Wednesday. Wednesday, you're going to get extremely sick. Don't fear, only believe. Let's say thank you to God. How do you, sister? You believe? You're plagued with some sort of a rash. You have to take treatment for it. And it breaks in your arm. You don't take the treatment, it goes all over your body. You believe Jesus will heal you tonight? Come here. Almighty God, the creator of heavens and earth, according to thy word, that says they shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And this I do in the name of Jesus Christ, curse this plague on the woman. May it leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice and be happy. Don't doubt nothing. Just believe with all your heart. Are you believing out there everywhere? If you have faith, You're going to have just what you ask for. If you believe, for all things are possible, for them that believe. Praying and believing with all your heart, you will receive what you've asked for. Any of you at any place can receive your blessing. You don't have to be up here. Just have faith and step. Ask some of them who's been healed. See what happens. God cannot fail. He cannot fail and be God. God makes the sick to be well. There's something wrong with your back, don't you, sister? Your stomach. Your eyes are going bad. But Jesus healed you when you raised your hands a few minutes ago. You are healed now in the name of the Lord Jesus. The little woman's faith made her completely whole while she was sitting there, a praying, believing with all of her heart. God healed her. That's the way to do it. Got a colon trouble, haven't you, lady? Yes. You believe God will make you well? I say you stand up, He has made you well. God bless you. Your sister wasn't exactly a colon trouble. It's in your bowels and you have bronchitis also bothers you. Isn't that right? You're both healed. Called God set you all. Just have faith in God. There's the Holy Spirit moving right over those people right now. I see standing before me a young woman. She's wearing glasses. She's back in her middle age, I guess she'd be. I see she's got something around her arm. A doctor, a middle-aged man, pumping on something. It's blood pressure. It's low. That's such a woman sitting there with a brown coat on. You'd raise your hand, lady. You have low blood pressure, or you did have low blood pressure. Your faith has saved you. God bless you. Go and God's peace be with you. Come, sir. You believe Him with all your heart? Be reverent. God's eternal power and Godhead is moving through this building. I don't know what people think about it, but God knows all things. Do you believe, young man? All right. I want you to look on me as your servant. Your troubles in your back. You have back trouble. You have another trouble. A thing that you can't get rid of. Something that's taking you to your grave. You're an alcoholic. That's right. You're an alcoholic. And this guy says, you've got a mother that's got something wrong with her hip. And she's a preacher. And your dad is kind of a gray-headed looking man. And he's got arthritis. So he's stuck right here now. Is that right? Wait just a minute. I see a big meeting appearing before me. It's in a panoramic condition. It's some kind of a stadium. And I'm standing on the platform. That was Connorsville, Indiana. Is that right? God bless you. Satan, come out of the boy. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave him. I adjure thee by the living God to come out of this young man. You can't hold him any longer. May he go and God's peace be upon him. God bless you, boy. Go now and serve the Lord Jesus and be well. Let's say thanks be to God. Believe with all your heart, you shall see, you shall have just what you ask for if you believe it. All right. Bow your head before this woman comes. She's got a death spirit. Bow your head everywhere. Oh God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this one who I bless and I mean, underprivileged to hear the gospel. Oh God's death spirit, use desire to do this so you could send her before a moving vehicle and get her. But I adjure thee by the living God and Jesus Christ his Son that she depart and come out of her. Everyone keep your head bowed, please. It'll go from one to another. Right back on the woman, man. Don't raise your head till you hear my voice. The Spirit left the woman, come right back again. Keep your head bowed, for if you don't, it'll come to you. Almighty God, have mercy upon the woman. Please relieve her of this plague tonight. We know the people do not wish to be ugly. They're only in thieves. I pray you forgive them of their error and forgive me, Lord. I pray that you'll give me power to make this evil one leave our sister, as she might be made well. For Satan has desired to do this, but thou art God the healer. Come out of her, Satan, thou death spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now keep your head bowed just a minute. You believe him with all your heart? You believe him with all your heart? Believe him, you're healed, too. I can raise your head now. There's her. The hearing aid, which is here. You hear me now?
I do.
You're well. Jesus Christ has healed you. You're all right. God bless you. Go in peace. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. The woman that aren't you the distressed lady with the red coat on sitting there? You are, it's strange, but I see a hospital or something. It's a man. And the doctors are fixing to operate for something like lesions or something. And that, it's a brother or something to you. And that place is in Alabama. Isn't that right? Is that the truth? Stand up for his healing. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost, I send your blessings in Jesus' name to the man. Why would you speak over this woman tonight in her deep sincerity if you wasn't going to let the one get well? I ask for his healing in Jesus Christ's name. May it be so. Amen. Let's say praise be to God. You believe me? Because I teach the word, the truth, you believe it's true? What if I told you something? If it was the truth, you know that would be the truth. The trouble is female trouble. Causes drainage, which is, you know that's true, which is an abscess. The trouble's on your left side, which is an abscess on the left ovary. You were healed when you were standing there in the line coming up a while ago. Go home now. Jesus Christ has made you whole. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. How do you do, sister? Do you believe me to be a servant? Would you obey me as his prophet? You do. I see you trying to move along somewhere holding your hand. It's arthritis. Turn her loose, Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, I adjure thee to come out of the woman. Raise up your hand. Stamp your feet up and down like this. Your arthritis is gone and you're well. God bless you. You can go be made well. Let's say thanks be to God. Do you believe? Have faith, Jesus said. Have faith in God. You believe what you're praying for will come to pass, lady? Got something wrong with your foot or something. You have a female trouble also, don't you? Inward trouble, is that right? All right, you can go home and be well then, in Jesus' name. You believe? You believe you're going to get over that asthma sitting back behind that man there with the brown coat on? You believe God's going to make you well, lady? You believe that he will? Just such another lady sitting right there with the same thing. You want to get over your sea, sister? Believe that God will make that sinus trouble to leave you and you'll be made well? You wish to be over that low blood pressure sitting right there, sister? You believe that God will make you well? If you do, you can have what you ask for. If you just have faith. You believe? Is this the truth? We are strangers. I don't know you. But my Lord knows you. And it's Him that I'm trusting. I have nothing else I can trust. I'll admit I'm weak. My faith feels numb. But I know that He's standing here. And I know that I could not heal you, but your life, you couldn't hide it. Because that's a gift. I can do what He's already done. That's healing you. His promise was that. But as His prophet, when the anointing is here, every spirit is subject now to God. Nothing can be hid. The jurisdiction of every spirit is now in the control of God. I be His branch in Him, and everything subject to what I've said. Satan's lied to you. You've been suffering, you're going through the things of life. That's been on you, the menopause, for about 5 years. You take every kind of medicine that comes along, and none of it does you any good. Isn't that the truth? And you're also anemia. I see blood dripping between me and you. It looks real right. You're anemia. My loving sister, why don't you believe Jesus Christ makes you well and don't have nothing to do with the devil reading? Bounce and go out of this village and be made well. If God is sending you with the power of His Spirit to let me know your life, can He make you well? You believe if I curse the thing in Jesus Christ's name, it'll leave you? That's what you wanted me to do. I wasn't reading your mind. But you wanted me to put my hands on you because that's what you was believing. Is that right? Come here, I'll do it. Almighty God, author of life, seeing her face lays and laying on His hands. Oh, I pray for mercy. Those dark shadows hanging around the little woman, knowing that Satan always longed as a tempter in this time of life. But Jesus, you're always standing in the shadows, watching your children. Nothing can harm them. Now, you enemy, as God's servant, I take charge over you. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. I lay my hands upon her. As God's servant, commissioned by an angel. You know about it. You've seen it happen. He told me about being sincere, that nothing would stand before the prayer. And I believe in that you're a loser. And I free this woman tonight from all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All right, lady, look at here. If God knows what was in your life and what has been in your life, He surely would know. Yet you are healed. You've always been a little bit nervous. When you was a little girl, one time coming from school, I see you something there, the wrong portion of the dog or something you got frightened by. Way back, that little second plaid dress on. Remember that? It's all over now. You can go and be made well. God bless you. Be healed. Are you believing? Everybody believes with one accord, one heart, one mind. It's unlimited what Jesus Christ will do. If I have found grace in your sight, and God has given me favor, believe me as His servant. I tell you by the authority of the witness of the Holy Spirit, who's here now, that you couldn't hide your life if you had you. And by that same witness and by the Bible, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has healed everybody in this building. If you're ready to accept it, it was done 1900 years ago at Calvary, and it's yours freely as you can receive it tonight. Do you believe it? If you'll notice, not one thing crosses here unless God makes it go from the person while they're standing here. Was deaf, blind, whatever it is. If God can do it with the platform, He can do it out there. If you bow your heads and believe, I'll ask God to heal every one of you, and you believe with all your heart, you'll be healed right now. Almighty God, I ask you in this late hour of the night as the people sit around listening, I pray thee, Father, to be merciful to the sick and the needy.
Now, I want you to know, to look at the person, tell them to look. I'm only asking them so I can attract their attention. See? Look at me. Believe me. Do this because I'm representing God to you. Now, I want you to do that. Like the woman at the well, Jesus said, bring me a drink, got to talking to her. Like the same way I do you, is just see what God will say. Until His Spirit comes, I'm just as your husband would be, or anyone else. I have nothing at all that I can do. There's nothing that I could say or anything. I just have to let Him do it. We're strangers to one another, and I don't know you. But God knows you. He knows you. And I know you're a Christian, because if you wasn't, it would be turning dark around you. But instead it's light. But say, you've just been healed. You was healed. You've been healed in this meeting. Now, arthritis is something that is healed. But I see someone away. You received a letter from somebody. Isn't that right? And that letter was from Indiana, my home state. And it was about a woman, a friend of yours who has a... It's a woman that's got a heart trouble. And she's got something to do about church or something. No, it's a preacher's wife. That's what it is. It's a preacher's wife. Isn't that true? And that woman has been in my meeting. I see it crowded, but she couldn't obtain a prayer card. And she's wrote to you to give you to come and stand for her. Amen. That true? And you have some other weary on your mind now. Just a minute. Yes, it's about a child or a daughter school girl that's got some kind of a intestinal bowel trouble or something. She's a nervous, upset person. It's spasms in the bowels is what you're doing. It's going to get all right. It's going to be all right. Lord, in who dwells the power of vision, you alone can do these things. And I believe tonight this is a very Christian act, this woman standing for her friend. You stood for all of us as a friend. God grant the request, will you please? Across the country, wherever the woman is, I curse that disease of her body in the name of Jesus Christ and ask that they, her loved ones and friends that she's standing for, will be made well, and may the power of God that knows in every part of the world and can be it everywhere at any time, I pray that it'll be confirmed to those people this very hour. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, sister, I have prayed the prayer of faith, and with all my heart, when I was praying, it turned real bright, and I believe you're going to receive just what you asked for. God be with you. Let's say thanks be to God. Now that's it. I want you to worship God. I don't want you just so you have to hold your peace and everything. I want you to be reverent when vision, because if you don't, it moves around. But who can deny the existence of Jesus Christ? And now as God's servant, take the jurisdiction over every spirit. Nothing. And the power of faith could stand in His presence. And every one of you people sitting out there in the audience is sick. I give a solemn challenge by the command of the Lord Jesus Christ for you to believe on His name, and He'll heal every one of you. That's right. If I speak to myself, I'd be a liar. I speak of Jesus Christ. He's truth. I bear witness of myself. I bear wrong. But I don't bear witness. God bears witness to me that I've told the truth. And I'm telling you the truth that Jesus Christ healed every one of you. And every one of you right now, if you've got unforgiven sin, you confess it and make it right. And God will heal you. But He can't heal you with unforgiven sin. Satan still has the jurisdiction over you. Now take my word. I'm telling you the truth, and God's bearing record as the truth. Now, you out there that hasn't got any prayer cards, I want you to start praying. I want you to believe with all your heart while I'm speaking here on the platform. How do you do, sister? You seem to be a very kind little person. You believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has raised from the dead, living in His church? I believe that. And I believe that you believe it. You've got some kind of a blood condition. The blood is clogged on the mass. God will grant it to you. God bless you. Bow your head. God, as you send your power, you said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And this poor woman standing here tonight, knowing that any second could be stroke, her doctor knows the same. But Thou, O God, has brought redeeming power, and I claim a divine gift ministered to me by an angel sent from God, and I now ask this blood clot to be dissolved in the name of Jesus Christ. May it leave her, and may the doctor not have to operate. I ask this in Jesus Christ's name, believing it down through the power of God through my body comes His power to make this woman whole through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go in the peace of God upon you. Your reverence. My, if I could only weed them critics. You harm me, I got a good notion calling your name. Don't do that. You're hindering God. God will smite you with something as sure as I'm standing on the platform. You're hindering others. All right, sister, look this way. I don't mean to be upset. You believe me to be His prophet? You had some kind of a trouble. You've had a kidney trouble. You've had an operation. And I believe I see Him take that kidney away. In the operation, He moved one kidney, didn't He? You have also something in here, right along, it causes sickness and colic, like, and you spit up a gallbladder trouble. Is that right? Stand over this way just a moment. There's some contact with you and that little girl standing there. That's your child, isn't it? Right? All right. Go on your road. God be with you and bless you and heal you. Let's say thanks be to God. Amen. What are you thinking, sister? Are you believing? Little boy? You suffer with something wrong with your eyes, isn't it? The little boy, I see drops of blood flying fast. He's a bleeder. Isn't that right? Lay your hand over on him. Almighty God, who raised up Jesus from the dead, who stood on this earth here, as a man, dressed like a man, looked out in the audience and know just exactly what they were doing, what they were thinking about. He raised from the dead, living among man tonight. God, heal him. I pray this blessing and send it in the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Receive your healing, sister, both you and your baby. Sir, do you believe you're going to get over that rupture? You do? gallbladder trouble. That's when he done it. It's over now. You can go home. God bless you. The only thing you have to do is enter a channel. He'll get you. He'll heal you. So, have faith in God. Blessed be the Lord. How do you do, sir? You believe me to be God's servant? You believe that a high blood pressure left you there, lady? Shaking your hand, leaving you? He healed you and made you well? If you do, you can have it. God bless you. Do you believe with all your heart, my brother? You believe me to be God's servant? You've read at you and wanted to meet me. I want to shake your hand. God bless you. Now look on me as if you've waited for this time. If you've done that, God has to have some place of contact for you. If the deep call into the deep, there's got to be a deep you respond to. That hour has come for you. God bless you. Life hasn't been a flower bed of ease for you. Your trouble has been in your bowels. I see you've had some kind of an operation or lanced, an abscess. A doctor lanced it. And I see him looking around, he wants to operate. But you have prayed and believed. I see you got some trouble at your home, too. You got a wife that's something wrong in her back. It's a slit vertebrae. Is that right? And I see a younger woman that's got some swelling somehow. It's your daughter. It's your daughter-in-law. Is that right? And don't she belong to the Church of God? Go home, brother. God has visited you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can call me fanatic if you want to, but how can you hold your peace when the great God who created the heavens and earth and holds our souls in His hands is in our presence? We're in His presence now, working. If there be one among you who is a prophet, I will reveal myself in vision. If what He says comes to pass, then hear Him. Now I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is in the building now, the resurrected Lord Jesus, to heal every person, save every person, fill everyone with the Holy Spirit, give any redemptive blessing that He died for at Calvary. Amen. How do you do? Excuse me, I just want to talk to you a minute. God bless your heart, brother. You'd sure like to see her get well, wouldn't you? You believe she will? You, I'm talking to. You don't have any prayer card for her, do you? Didn't get a prayer card. You believe me to be God's prophet? If God don't heal her, she can't stay here long. It's heart trouble. She's very bad, isn't that right? I see it moving, it's flutter jumping like that. But God can heal her. You believe it with all your heart now. Won't you lay your hand over on her there? Lay your hand yourself on her head. God, be merciful. Don't let her die, Lord. I plead this blessing for our sister who sits semi-conscious, death beating at the door. Father, this time I don't know what you've said to do. I just know what's wrong with her. And I'm interceding for her. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you'll spare her. Amen. God bless you, brother. God, the humelum raha. You believe? With all your heart? About your baby here, for one thing. She's mighty sweet. I've got a little one at home like that tonight, about that age. Do you believe that God can reveal to me that baby? You believe that God will hear my prayer? And if Jesus was here on earth in a body of flesh, you'd go to Him. Certainly you would. You'd take your baby there. Well then, of course, his body has been received up into heaven, but his spirit's here, and we are his body now. That's the reason you brought her to me. Now, if he is in me, as I claim he is by the Holy Spirit, working through a divine gift, that's the outlet, then he can speak through me and tell me what's wrong with that baby. Is that right? And if he will, then you'll accept the healing of the baby through Jesus. The baby suffers with a stomach trouble. Is that right? The over secretions of acid and his kidneys bothers it. Isn't that right? It's caused from a nervous condition. And you are also, it inherited it from you. And you're a nervous person. And you have a female disorder, which is an abscess, and it's on the left-hand side, and it causes a drainage. Is that right? All right. You believe me to be his prophet? Give me your baby. Satan, you who bound this child, I as God's servant heal it from this condition. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do this under the authority of Almighty God who sent his Son who promised it. Amen. Lord, I lay hands upon this, my sister, to heal her of this condition. Not my hands, but representing yours. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I curse the disease. And Satan, you're exposed. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Take your baby and go home now. You're going to be all right. God bless you. Oh, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you believe me to be his servant, lady? That garter left you then, lady. You believe it? You have throat trouble sitting out there. That's true. Also, you accept your healing? God bless you. Kind of struck you for a little bit, didn't it? But it's finished. God bless you. Oh, God is so merciful. You believe now? You're diabetic. You believe Christ is going to heal you? Certainly he will. He's your blood transfusion. The Calvary. This is not your home. You come from up north. You got a husband in a hospital who's got heart trouble. Isn't that right? Why don't you go lay hands on him too that he'll be well. In the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith in God. If thou canst believe. Are you believing, everyone? Are you of one accord? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit's now going to do this for each one of you? All right, come, sir. Heart trouble and arthritis, but God's made you well. Go ahead off the platform. Say, thanks be to God. This man is quiet, but he had a solemn faith. You believe he's going to make every one of you well? It just looks like if someone could, all right, lady, come. The kidney trouble left you while you stand down in the line a while ago. You didn't. You want to be healed of that gallbladder trouble, lady, sitting back there on it? Yeah, you turned your head and looked back. Stand up to your feet and say, I accept my healing and get well. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. You believe, sir? You had several things wrong with you. Kind of complicated. You've been a little hard of hearing, too. But you're not no more. See, I'll show you. You hear me?
That's true. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
When you're sitting right there, you just had a real funny feeling come over you, wasn't it? That's when you were healed.
Well, now I
know. Yes, healed too. God bless you.
Bless you.
Yes, sir. We're off the platform rejoicing, thanking God. Come. You was a little girl that your mother, or something, that I seen your mother or somebody a while ago. Is that right? You won't look it, but you're anemia. Is that right? But Jesus is going to make you well now. You believe that? I would like to bless you in His name. Come here. Lord Jesus, you said, whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. That was your words, Lord. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I loose this girl of this blood condition. Amen. So, sister, now you're going to get well. Now, I want you to always remember that, honey. You may have a tussle later on in life, but I want you to remember, when you go to school and wherever you go, testify of God's glory. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. If you believe you could even see without your glasses and go home and be well. You believe that? All right, God bless you, and Jesus Christ make you well. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God. I see someone pressing to the side. Lady with glasses on, looking at me sitting right there at the corner of that post. You suffer with gallbladder trouble, isn't it, sister, sitting down there? Believe with all your heart you can get well right now and go home and never be bothered no more with it at all. God bless you. Come, sir. The reason it was acting on her in that way is because of you. You have a stomach trouble, you see, and a whole lot of that is caused from a gall disorder that you don't know anything about, throws the stomach into a spasm. You're healed. Go home and eat. God bless you. You're a good believer. Let's say thanks be to God. Have faith. Don't doubt. I believe every person in here can be healed right now. Well, I know you're healed. You believe you're healed before you come? You won't have no more arthritis than it's going off the platform. Rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Be well. Let's say praise the Lord. All right. All right, come, lady. You believe, lady, with all your heart? Why don't you put your hand on my shoulder? You know, deal with that diabetes and be made well and go home? You do? Just go right ahead around this door and just say, thank the Lord. How many of you wants to be well? Raise your hand and say, I want to be well. Now, while you got your hands up, lay them over on one another. That's what I wanted you to do. Put your hand over on a little girl. I don't know why.
I'm going to see the chief.
But I see a lady with a green looking dress on. The Spirit of God is around the woman.
Yes.
But she turned her head. She has her hands up like this. Yes. I don't know if something's taken place. The woman is in deep sincerity.
Oh God, our Father,
whose presence we are now permitted to be in, we are indebted to Thee, O God. We are unworthy of being able to stand this day of evil. All the world is falling to pieces, seems like. And this very dark hour, to see our Lord Jesus in His resurrected power manifesting Himself through signs and wonders. Merciful Father, if Thy servant has found grace in Thy sight, I pray Thee to be merciful tonight, to answer my prayer, and that these things that I ask may be brought to pass. Grant it, Lord.
Hanging down. Everywhere. Did you believe him, Philip? Well, thank God for Bible by taking His word and saying, Lord, it's the truth and accept it. Will you know? Oh, my! Every spirit in here is under much control now through Jesus Christ. That's right. That's true. If you believe me to be God's prophet at this time, there will not be a feeble one among you. That's right. If you believe it, I can only say it. And God's sure to confirm it and back it up and say it's the truth. Bow your heads and pray. Lord, I don't know what else to do. I sit moving over the whole entire audience now. Oh, Father, please, God, while you're here in this great power move, may you heal every person here. May the Holy Ghost now, while this great power is moving over this audience, may the Holy Ghost move right down. This is your provided way for everyone to feel the weight of the shadow of Peter. While Peter spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on him. Lord, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Ghost will drop back every gloomy spirit, every doubting spirit, and may the witness of Jesus Christ, which is now present, to prove that He's the same yesterday and forever, break down the walls of this devil valley, ungodly spirit, let him move around over here, and may every person be healed. Oh, thou devil, I charge thee by the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you turn these people loose. Come out of them. Every person may be saved. Then from your arms around, the woman saying you're bound with the power of the devil. That woman saying you're losing your mind by menopause. Every one of you are absolutely healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If you'll accept it and rise to your feet, claim your doctrine and victory. This is the time to shout and the rise of joy towards the world. The enemy that's keeping you out will fall to the ground and every power of the devil will be broken in Jesus' name.